All the hits, 107.7 The Beat. Good morning, it's Megan, and on the phone with me is Ani Cash. She is the program manager for the Rethink Waste Food Project with the Environmental Center in Bend. Ani, thanks so much for being on the phone with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Could you just dive right in and explain what exactly does the Environmental Center do?
Sure. The Environmental Center is an educational nonprofit based out of Bend, but we serve everyone in Deschutes County. And also, we do some youth education programs up in Jefferson and out in Kirk County as well. We aim to embed sustainability into everyday life of Central Oregon. So we have a lot of different programs. My personal program, the Rethink Waste Project, deals specifically with waste reduction at the home level, but I also talk to businesses and organizations to help them reduce their waste as well.
I was just reading that 25% of each household's food ends up going to waste. So that's 1/4 of your food budget just straight into the trash.
Yeah, isn't that wild? I mean, that's a lot of money for a lot of people. And food waste is a financial problem in that way, but it's a social problem and it's an environmental problem as well. I mean, in Deschutes County, 1 in 6 people is food insecure, which means that they don't necessarily know where their next meal is going to come from. Wow. And those are our friends and neighbors, right? So,
yeah.
And then as an environmental problem, wasted food is actually responsible. This is crazy. For 8% of anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions, which is a lot if you compare it to airplane travel, which gets a lot of press, but it's only responsible for 2.5% of greenhouse gas emissions.
Oh my gosh, and you're saying it's responsible for 8%?
8, yeah.
Wow. Okay, what is one thing I can do right now to reduce my food waste?
I think the main thing, honestly, is just paying attention, but keeping track of what you buy and making lists before you go to the grocery store and kind of sticking to that list, but really, you know, looking at what you have in your house before you buy new things and buying things that you know you're going to eat and then eating what you buy.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think you're right. It's like the day that I plan out my grocery list, I do so much better with eating those foods than the day that I just randomly stop into the grocery store.
Right, exactly. And we have a free 4 email series that is called the Rethink Food Waste Challenge that anyone can sign up for today at rethinkwasteproject.org/foodwaste. It's free. It gives you tips and resources right into your inbox, and it's very simple things, but it encourages you to kind of pay attention. And the Food Waste Challenge, which was begun by the EPA, you kind of collect your food waste in a bin that sits on your counter just to see what you're wasting and kind of paying attention to what foods go in there and then not buying those foods or preparing less of those foods or freezing them if you have too much of it.
Right. That's a great start, a great way to do it. It might be a little embarrassing at first when you start to think, oh my gosh, I don't eat this, but also what a wonderful way to kind of rethink that food waste. So describe again this free Rethink Food Waste Challenge. Where can people sign up for this?
At rethinkwasteproject.org/foodwaste. You just enter your name and your email address, and it's 4 weeks, 4 Sundays in a row. You'll get an email and it's free.
Fantastic. Ani, thank you so much. I can't wait to catch up with you more next month as we dive into the world of recycling. Ani, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
It's Megan in the morning with all the hits on 107.7 The Beat.